Welcome to Explore Radio. I'm Jeff St. Clair. Today's entrepreneurs are developing new models for launching a business. There's more emphasis on collaboration than ever before. And a new group in Akron is working to bring together the elements entrepreneurs need to succeed. In this week's Explore Radio, we look at how Launch League is feeding Akron's startup ecosystem. After 4 years in corporate finance and a stint as a Wall Street equity analyst, Nick Petrowski felt ready for a change. He wanted to collaborate instead of compete with coworkers. He wanted a more creative work environment. So in 2014, he hung up his suit, grew a big bushy beard, and opened OSC Tech Lab, a co-working space in a vintage Akron office building.
People come in and, you know, drop in and work out of here, and they're consultants or they're freelancers or remote workers, and they're just coming and hanging out and essentially getting a lot of work done by accident almost.
Some people sit at desks. Others stand near computers stacked on giant Lego blocks. Sunlight fills a cozy lounge. It's Petrowski's dream of a co-working playground.
How do you feel when you walk in the space? Does it feel like a place that you want to be in? Does it feel like there's people next to you that are helping you achieve your goals?
Then in 2015, Petrowski decided to build on the collaborative vibe by co-founding a group dedicated to helping startups in Akron get off the ground. Launch League provides something that was missing in Akron, an opportunity for people with an idea for a startup to meet with mentors and collaborators, along with investors who might want to fund a new venture. Petrowski recently brought in an entrepreneur to help run Launch League, who at the age of 22 had founded her own business. Courtney Gross, as a student at the University of Akron, developed a device to control vehicle batteries, then worked for NASA, and now, at the age of 28, is executive director of Launch League. Her goal is to encourage other young entrepreneurs to stay here.
It's a developing beast, if you will, in Northeast Ohio, whereas if you go to Silicon Valley or Boston or Austin or Denver, they have a very well-established, close-knit startup ecosystem. And so that's something that we didn't necessarily have here. We see it growing now and developing, but it's something that wasn't there when we were first starting out.
Another goal is to give would-be entrepreneurs a chance to test out an idea and give them the boost they need to make it happen. Gross says Launch League's Spark AK event takes the bite out of a Shark Tank-style business competition by bringing people into the co-working space for an intensive 2 days of startup brainstorming.
It's just a weekend that's meant to kind of kick you in the butt if you need that extra push to get done whatever you have to launch your startup idea. So whether that's a business plan, a pitch, market research, patent searches, that's what the venue's for.
This year's event was at the Nightlight Theater in Akron.
We're going to get going, and I'm going to call up our very first team.
Five teams took part in this year's Spark AK. Ideas included an app called Shoebox. It replaces the Shoebox, where you keep your receipts and warranties.
So, you know, Shoebox is a cloud-based app that allows you to access that information in real time.
There was an idea for an authentic northern Mexican hot sauce made in Akron.
Who's our market? Our market is people that are a little bit hipster, early adopters, heat seekers, of course.
And a new approach to getting expert computer coding help called YourSensei.com.
I would call it a marketplace for professionals who want to rent out some of their time.
The four members of the Your Sensei team had never met before, but they were able to fully flesh out a business concept in the 2-day intensive session. Sensei Nico Lindsay is a software developer looking to meet like-minded people and learn the ropes of how to launch a business.
I've never done such a thing. I'd like to do some of this in the future, so I thought this was a great opportunity to try.
Dan Collins was one of the three judges at the Launch League Spark AK event. 3 years ago, he launched his own startup, WasteBits, that tracks industrial waste, now used by thousands of companies. His advice for would-be entrepreneurs?
Don't be afraid to bootstrap, right? Don't be afraid to work for it.
Entrepreneurism in Northeast Ohio needs a shot in the arm. That's according to a recent Kauffman Foundation study that shows a historic slowing of startups in the region. Launch League's Nick Petrowski believes Akron has some of the elements needed for a healthy new business environment, a diverse population, a strong university system. But are we there yet?
Right now, no. Akron does not have something to sustain a startup ecosystem. That's why we exist.
Akron has had its ups and downs, and a new generation is seeing the potential of building a business and a life in the former rubber capital. I'm Jeff St. Clair with this week's Explore Radio.